Hey, everybody, welcome back to another episode of your favorite sports podcast, Buddies Podcast. We had to rewrite the intro because we had the most ridiculous song that has ever been made. But we redid all that, and here's the episode.
Apparently, fucking Rory and Maul aren't on there at the moment. So Joe just decides to do the intro as him fucking rapping.
Wait, is there somebody else that normally does the intro? Or?
I don't know. I don't know what's going on with Joe's podcast. Apparently, he done fell out with everybody, and it's like all types of bad right now. I'm like, well, that sucks.
All right, everybody, welcome back.
Welcome back.
That was quite the intro.
Dude, that was hilarious.
I don't know. So I think we'll just keep it from here, right? And just keep rolling.
Why not?
You guys might not be able to hear what we played. We might switch it up. I don't know. We'll see.
We'll see. I kind of like it.
We got all new gear. I just don't know if we can actually post that to the internet and let it live there. You
think
know?
About it. It could make us go viral. And if we go viral, we blow up.
I mean, if that's the case, I'll just make a new intro every week.
Like, fuck it. Give me ideas.
Never burn in hell. Yeah.
No, we got new equipment, so we're kind of fucking around over here. But anyways, big show.
Man.
What up, Briss?
What up, Miles?
Nothing. I got scrambled eggs and potatoes for brains this week.
Hey, look.
Long week, man.
Man.
It's all good, though.
It's been a long week. But it's been like a long, short week. I looked up and like, it's fucking
for
Friday
real.
Already? Like, wow.
Like, at Wednesday, I was like, man, this is going to be the longest week of my life. And then here we are, man.
It's like, hey, you're already here. Like, oh, okay. Right.
So we're going to cover the NBA. Obviously talk about what has happened this week. Yep. I don't know if you saw. Remember I told you to turn on the Lakers-Sixers game last night. That was actually a great one. But we'll get to that. This is a pretty funny storyline. The whole internet blew up about.
Following Gardner Minshew on social media. Because it's like you get confused. Like, why am I following Billy Ray Cyrus? And it's like, oh, no way. It's just Florida man.
Yeah. Is he still on the Jags?
Yeah, he is. He is. Okay. You know, I thought they would move him, but I'm like, I don't see anyone that would really pull the trigger on him without Russ and Deshaun moving yet.
Right.
Even though both teams are saying they're not moving those guys, I just don't see teams saying, I'll take a shot at Gardner Minshew, especially with Chicago being as retarded as they are, which that's the best news of this week, by the way.
Wait, what?
The fact that, you know, did you see that post that they did where they proudly was like QB1 and it was Andy Dalton?
Oh, I did. Yeah, I saw that. Like,
so you gonna confirm this is really your guy?
I mean, you know they're gonna draft somebody. Or I don't know, it's Chicago.
This is an organization that has had,
they can't figure out the quarterback.
Their greatest quarterback of all time hasn't even won them a Super Bowl. And that's Jay Cutler.
I mean, the Lions' greatest quarterback never won them a Super Bowl. I guess.
Yeah, but I mean, the Bears actually won a Super Bowl. And their best quarterback didn't even get that Super Bowl for them.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, McMahon was good, but technically Cutler was better while he was a Bear than McMahon was. Because McMahon was just such a short burst.
McMahon? Who are you talking
about? Jim
McMahon. Oh, yep. Oh, okay. I mean, hell, you could even say Kyle Orton was better.
Yeah, like realistically, yeah. So I was like, that's very sad that is your history as a team.
I mean, I don't know. I just can't see. Everybody saw what Andy Dalton's done his career. Like, he was pretty competitive with the Bengals.
But last year should have shown Andy Dalton just shouldn't be a starter.
No.
Because the offense that he had in Dallas, and to not be able to make anything happen with that offense, like, it's not just Dak being athletic that made that offense as good as it was. Like, there's no way that's the case.
No, I mean, I think Dak's, like, it's kind of evident that he's one of the best quarterbacks in the league.
Oh, easily. Yeah, like, we know that. But it's when you can go to a place where you technically have three guys who can be a wide receiver one.
Yeah, and Andy
Dalton. And you have a running back that should be an all-pro running back as well.
And
some
decent
tight ends and a great O-line.
Yeah.
And you can't make anything happen. You can't put up points. Dude, like, it's something wrong with you.
Right.
It's not the team. It's you at that point.
Well, did Dalton take over right after Prescott?
Yeah, he did. Yep.
Because they had somebody else play, too,
yeah,
because right?
Dalton, I think he either played so bad that he got benched or he got injured or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who was the guy that filled in? Do you remember?
Was it a Rush? Cooper Rush, I think?
Yeah. He actually, that was the guy that almost went out and beat the Steelers.
Yeah.
And they were still undefeated at that point.
Yeah, exactly.
So NBA trade deadline, huge trades. The NFL actually had a monster trade today.
Dude, like two of them.
Two, yeah. Like all at the same time, too.
Like, wow.
Like, I got your text, and I'm like, wait, what the hell? Yep. This isn't, and yeah.
And then right after, it was like, oh, wait, it's another trade. I'm like, what's happening? Right. What's going on?
But so what was that deal? Let's just jump into that since we're
so basically Miami is fucking stacked for God knows how long on draft picks. Like, they're in great hands because apparently now over the next 3 years, the Miami Dolphins draft picks are now 2 first rounders this year, 2 second rounders and a third rounder.
Wait, they got 2 this year?
Yep.
After just trading one?
Yep.
Because they had 3 last year in the first round.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So they got the number 6 from Philly, the number 18 pick as well. They have 2 second rounders this year and a third rounder. Next year they have a first rounder, a second rounder, and 2 third rounders. And then the year after that, 2 first rounders, a second rounder, and a third rounder.
2 first rounders in 2023?
Yep.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean they're obviously, and they've been stacked in the draft.
Yeah, exactly.
Like they're already established. They're essentially doing what the Browns did pretty much all throughout the 2000s.
But you know what the fun fact about all of this is? Technically, what? After that trade and everything, that now means that Laremy Tunsil trade that they made with Houston is now converted into 4 first round picks for them total.
Jesus.
And a third rounder. All off of that, essentially the extension of that one trade.
Wow.
That's wheeling and dealing, man.
Yeah. And I mean, that's what, I mean, the Lions should, you know, look at, and Lions should look around the league and just do what everyone else has done outside of the Jets and the Texans. But,
yep.
I mean, you got to look at some of these other teams and just think like, man, like this is the way to do it. Like you tank out hard.
Yeah.
Which the Lions have never gotten to the point where they're like, we just need to reset. It's because they've already had the quarterback situation figured
exactly.
out.
Exactly.
They waited too long to get rid of Stafford.
Unfortunately, though.
Which is fine. I mean, we got him over there in L.A. now.
After the moves that have happened, I don't see Trey Lance falling to the Lions anymore.
You don't think so?
I don't see it happening anymore, nah.
Well, I mean, so who all moved up today?
So, at this point now, because you'll have the top picks are going to be, wait, hold on.
So, let's actually just pull up the NFL trade, because I don't know all of the details on it. Probably should have had this.
Okay, here we go. Yeah, so the top, this is the most updated one. Jacksonville 1, New York 2, San Francisco 3, Atlanta 4, Cincy 5, Miami at 6, and then Detroit at 7.
Yeah, there's no shot that a quarterback, at least even, you know, at least the guy that they like, there's no way he's falling.
Like, I see the first 4 picks possibly being quarterbacks, if we're honest. San Francisco is trying to say, oh, hey, we're not getting rid of Jimmy. This is our guy. Part of me thinks San Francisco did that move with Miami to try to dangle that 3rd pick for Deshaun. That's probably why I think San Francisco did that, pulled the trigger on that.
Yeah.
Like, that would make sense to me.
I mean, have we gotten any other news about that? Because all I've heard is just more chicks are coming out.
Yeah, and so apparently, though, the lawyer that is representing the chicks is kind of close with the owner of the Texans.
Oh, really?
So that doesn't look too good as far as, you know, credibility right. in my book. But, hey.
Right.
You know. It's just, like, they keep saying it's more chicks coming up left and right. And they're like, yeah, there's even some as more recent as this month, like within the last month. My thought process as well right now is, okay, so if you're coming forward for a civil case, which is just for monetary reasons.
Yeah.
And it's just as recent within the last month. Why aren't you just, you know, going for an actual, you know, criminal case and prosecute them as well? That's why it seems extremely fishy to me. Like, not one is trying to prosecute him, like, on a criminal level. Press charges in that manner. Like, I know there's usually certain statutes of limitations in that type of situation.
Yeah.
But it's not adding up to me.
So I have no idea about, like, any of that stuff. I'm just waiting to see if he's clear
exactly.
or not.
Exactly. So, news. Sammy Watkins is now signed with Baltimore.
Yeah, I just saw that.
Yep. Which they lost Snead, gained Sammy. I feel like that's a downgrade. a little bit in my book.
I agree, man. Sammy
Watkins
is
just like a big game guy. Like, he has one big game and then that's it.
They should have just went out and paid Galladay. Like, it doesn't make sense that they didn't do that.
It doesn't make sense at all.
So the Eagles traded back to the 12th pick.
Mm-hmm.
And who got that pick? Miami?
Yep.
And then Miami traded their third overall pick to San Fran for that whole mess of picks. Okay. Wait, so how did Miami have the third?
Huh?
How did they have the third pick?
Well, the Houston pick.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Yep. That's right. I was going to say, dude, Miami wasn't bad last year.
Yeah, they weren't. Yeah, because their pick was slated at 12, so.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right.
No, wait. They weren't 12. They were 18th, actually. Yeah. So, yeah, they still got two first-rounders this year.
How did they have 12, then?
12 has to be from another trade.
It has to be, right?
Okay, that was the Niners pick.
Yeah, that sounds about right. And then, yeah, Miami should have been a little deeper because they almost made the playoffs.
Yep, yeah. Like, they were pretty close.
Right. I mean, they're going to be loaded. It's going to be like seeing how Cleveland went, 11-5 or 10-6 this year and, you know, won a playoff game. They did win a playoff game,
they
right?
They won one. Yep, yeah. Against the Steelers.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's got to hurt.
That's the beauty of it.
NBA trade deadline. I mean, the whole league got shook up yesterday. No, Oladipo got traded to Miami, which Chris thinks that's just a conference breaker.
Yeah, man. Look, that's, to me, that puts Miami in a position where they are a threat to come out of the East. They're my lock to come out the East. Like, don't sleep on the conference champ.
Okay. They're not beating Brooklyn. Not even close to beating Brooklyn, in my opinion.
I feel like they have a shot because they shouldn't have beat Milwaukee last year. Like, Miami's just that resilient-ass team that you like, how did you get here?
Yeah.
And they show you why they got there. And it's like, oh, shit, you guys are pretty good.
Tyler Hero's not the shooter that he was last year.
He's not. But with Oladipo, you now lessen the load on Tyler Hero. Because you got to think, they brought in Oladipo and were able to keep both Duncan Robinson and Tyler Hero.
Yeah. What's going on with Jimmy Butler right now?
He's still healthy. He's still playing.
He, like, barely saw any PT last night.
He did?
Yeah.
Ah, crap.
Like, he wasn't out there. Like, I don't even think he played last night, actually, now that I think about it.
I'm like, I thought he was healthy.
Yeah. He played against, was it Portland or was it Utah? Who'd they play, like, two nights ago?
Because
they played Portland last night.
Yeah.
It was the Suns.
He has an illness.
It was against the Suns. Like, he played, and he didn't see the fourth quarter.
Yeah, they say he had some type of illness.
Oh, okay.
So that's what it was.
Yeah, because he did not play last night.
Yep. Yeah, he had a stomach illness, so probably a stomach virus or something.
Oh. Yeah, okay. I was just wondering what the hell's going on with him. Like, is he just playing that bad? But
he also got Ariza, too.
Yeah, they got Trevor Ariza, yeah.
Like, they got some great defenders on their team, honestly, because Oladipo is a solid defender.
I mean, honestly, I still think, like, the Knicks have a better shot of coming out of the East than Miami does. They're just playing bad basketball right now. Like, they don't look good. Adebayo is pretty much, like, the only, like, big bright spot out of there right now.
But they'll get it together. Spo will get the guys together. That's going to happen.
I mean, I think Utah's got probably the best chance to come out of the West. And
so
I
want to say Utah, but low-key, that Aaron Gordon trade to Denver raised my eyes a little bit to Denver. I'm like, that could be a move that takes them a little bit over the hump this year.
It could be.
Like, if Aaron Gordon can, you know, fill into whatever role they need him to there. And because I think part of the problem in Orlando was people kept expecting him to break out into being a superstar. Which it was, I could never see him as a superstar player.
Right.
Like, he could have been a star, potentially, if you're in the right system. But a superstar, no, wasn't going to happen. So, I do feel he can, you know, be at a pretty high level playing there.
See, my thing with Denver is this is not the same Denver team that we saw, like, 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Like, it is literally all Jokic. And Murray.
Yeah, and it's if Murray shows up.
Right. Yeah. And I mean, they're getting some other players sprinkled in there. You sent me something the other day that just blew my mind.
Should be MVP.
I don't think
the
there's
team in every category.
In every category.
Every single, like assist, steals, blocks, three and this points. Is averaging for a game.
Yeah, three-point percentage, free throws, yeah.
Shooting percentage overall. Like, I don't think I've ever seen any shit like that.
No.
Even prime LeBron wasn't even doing that, per se. Like, every single statistical category?
Every category. Man. And, I mean, I don't think there's much of a debate. Like, some of these other teams, like, Harden, you could make a case for, in my opinion.
You could.
I think Jokic has passed LeBron, Embiid, all these guys. Like I don't think any of these guys are even close.
It's no question.
If Jokic goes down tonight for the rest of the season, Denver wins maybe two games the rest of the year.
Yeah.
You know, but we're talking about them like, you know, they just got one other piece right before the deadline. Yeah. They could make a run.
They could make a run. And that's how important he is to that team.
Yeah.
You know, it's another trade in the West that I like, though.
What?
I like Powell going to Portland.
Who?
Nolan Powell. He got traded from Toronto to Portland. He's been averaging about 20 a game this season. And
for real?
You know, I've been saying, like, Portland is a wing player away
from
kind of making that push. And if he can be that wing player, you know, and help Dame and CJ out, also, they could try to bring back Aldridge, too, because he got bought out.
They could, yeah.
And he said he wanted to come back to Portland at some point in his career, so he could go back there, you know, and that would be nice.
That might, you know, revamp things. Cause,
like,
I mean,
if Aldridge goes to Portland, I like it. I like that move.
Yeah. I like him to go there rather than anywhere else. Like, at least in Portland.
Yeah.
You know, it's like he's going back to play in the place that made him great.
Exactly. I heard Miami is a possible landing spot for him, too, which I kind of like Miami a little bit as well.
I mean, he's just going to be a you know, off-the-bench minutes guy. Like, he's going to get minimal time. He's not going to, like, he'll make Adebayo better, like, just in terms of, like, his knowledge and experience of the game. But outside of that, I mean, that guy doesn't even really need that.
Yeah.
I don't know. Speaking of that game last night, did you see the ticky-tacky shit that fucking Dwight Howard got kicked for?
Nah.
So I told you about that, man. Like, we were messaging about it. I was like, man, these guys almost fought like four different times. And I'm not kidding. That almost happened like four different times.
You know, and Trez always seems like that type of player. I feel like he's going to fight somebody at some point in time.
It's like watching Josh Jackson.
I felt that way about Montrezl Harrell since college.
Yeah. Right.
So that lets you know how long I've felt that way about him.
Dude, but I mean, Dwight was in his head, bro. Like, that guy, Harrell got one right underneath the basket. And, like, somebody drove, the fucking, like, short white dude with the headband.
Mm-hmm.
He drove and then got Dwight Howard off of his feet, like, full jump up. And the dude passed it behind his back to Harrell. Harrell grabs the ball, goes up for a dunk. Dwight Howard plants his feet, jumps back up, and just throws him to the ground. Like, blocked a shot, and then pretty much Harrell's on the ground looking at the ref, like, did you not see that? But it was all ball. It was all ball. And then he's in his face. You know, they locked arms, pushing each other down the court again. They're almost fighting. I don't know. I just don't agree with, like, kicking somebody out for something stupid like that. Like,
dude,
just tee him up.
That's like, did you see, speaking of refs, did you see what happened from that Wings game the other night?
No, what happened?
So, a ref got caught on a hot mic.
Oh, shit.
Basically saying, I just gave such and such from Nashville a penalty because I fucking felt like it.
He said that on the mic?
On the hot mic, on the broadcast.
No way.
So they caught him live. Yeah, they removed him from, you know, they like, he's no longer a ref in NHL. That's done for. We not having that. Like, buddy.
I didn't see that.
And like, the way he was saying it, it wasn't sounding like a point shaving type of thing, but it was more so him doing it because he's like, well, I missed the penalty on him earlier in the game, so I just wanted to go ahead and get that penalty back.
I mean, I feel like that's,
it's something that refs, I feel like it's something that refs will do.
It
like,
happens all the time.
Like, that's something you do, but it's the fact that you're just outright saying it where people can hear it. Like, we know it's happening, so we're turning the other way if you don't just outright say it.
Yeah, I mean, you're an official. You need to be like a robot.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep, so Buddy lost his job over being a complete idiot.
You can find literally anyone else.
Yeah. Low-key, refs do make pretty good money.
Do they?
Yeah.
Like, how good?
I think you can make like $4,000 a week or so as a ref.
I mean, that's not bad.
I mean, hey, that's not a bad idea.
If you're just reffing, yeah,
that's it. Yeah, and then you basically keeping yourself in shape for the job too.
Yeah, well, I mean, a lot of those guys, especially NFL, like those guys are like judges.
Yeah,
and you know they have like legit like really good job. Like Ed Hockley is a judge or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean they just gotta have Sundays off,
right?
Or Thursday night, you know, or Monday
can you do
night
this game. Yeah, sure. All right, right. Why not?
Looks like the Celtics have reportedly emerged as a contender for the one, the only, the big bum himself, Andre Drummond.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess. Oh, Boston will eat him alive, bro.
Oh man. he'll retire after he goes to Boston and has a few bad games.
If they hurt Kyrie's feelings, they're gonna hurt his feelings.
Yeah, dude. Kyrie's like freaking lighting incense before the game.
Man, right. They like I'm back in here. Let me kill this energy real quick.
Right.
Oh, yeah. And apparently, congratulations to Kyrie. His personal time off this week was to await the arrival of his child. Didn't even know Kyrie was expecting a kid. So, congratulations to him for that.
I guess.
You know, like, hey, you know, he's helping bring life into the world. So, I can totally understand taking time off of work for that. It's better than what I initially thought, where he was like, yeah, I'm taking off for family reasons. And it was like, bro, your birthday this week. Well, you just don't want to work on your birthday, that's all.
here's my thoughts behind it. Mm-hmm. They're laying 5.5 points to Detroit tonight, and I took that spread.
Oh, yeah.
I'm taking
Thank
that.
Thank you, Kyrie.
Thank you, Kyrie, for whatever the hell it is you're doing, having kids or trying to make them, whatever you're doing. Thanks.
Yep.
So the Pistons actually made some moves. Mm-hmm.
They made a move I like.
Yeah. Let's hear it. What do you got?
Well, you know, flipping the line right for 2 draft picks and Corey Joseph. I love it. I love that pick.
Yeah.
You getting more draft revenue?
It was a 2021 second rounder, right?
Yep,
so
I
it's
think so.
It's a pick in the upcoming draft. And it looks like 2024 second round pick.
In all honesty, I love it even more because look at the rookies we have this year. They're playing pretty well.
Yeah.
Like, so it looks like our GM knows how to draft guys.
I mean, I personally think Isaiah Stewart and Sadiq Bey are the two biggest steals in this draft.
Oh, easily. Yeah, in my opinion. And I felt that way drafting. I was like, we got those guys.
Isaiah Stewart should have been a top 10 pick.
I can see that.
Like, he's only 19. He's 6'8". He's gonna grow.
Yeah. Like, he kind of reminds me of, like, how the Pistons got Drummond.
Yeah.
You know, like, young guy. Probably was going to get another growth spurt, like, was a little bit raw, but you can mold that.
Especially with Dwayne Casey.
Yeah.
And, I mean, even the guy we haven't even seen yet, Killian Hayes, I mean, that's a top 10 pick.
Yep.
You know, like, the Pistons absolutely crushed the draft this year.
They did. That's why I'm still a Pistons fan. You see, notice, I gave up on the Lions because I just don't see any direction. I haven't seen any direction ever.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, they have a direction now. They're trying to tear it down.
Yeah.
Dude, it's like 30, 50 years too late at this point.
Yeah.
Like, come on now. Like, I'm not riding that train again. The Tigers, we see a direction. You know, you see some of the young guys showing flashes and stuff.
We're a week away, man. I'm so excited for baseball. Sorry,
excited.
I mean to cut you off,
no,
man.
It's
I'm
all
just
good.
I'm expressing.
Like, every time I see, hey, baseball is next week.
Yeah.
Yes!
Bro, I am so pumped for baseball next week.
Oh, my God. April 1st. It's going to be a beautiful day. Baseball all day long.
Yeah. But, I mean, like you were even talking about direction. Like, they moved.
Like, you see the direction.
They moved Derrick
going.
Rose. They didn't sit on it.
Yep.
You know, why not get the assets while you can?
Mm-hmm.
You know, Blake Griffin, obviously, kind of knew his time was over here in Detroit. Let him go. Let these young guys get some
Literally
playing time.
The only asset you still have left was your first-round draft pick from last year. That's the only asset you have left. Which, I'm like, that's a fair asset to keep.
Mm-hmm.
That is a very fair asset to keep because that was your first-round draft pick from the year before. You know, you haven't really seen the flashes where you can get a lot out of him just yet. So why not keep him, see if you can get a little more?
Right. And, I mean, I bashed it early. And I didn't really bash it. I was just like, man, watching him, he looks lost.
Yeah.
But Dennis Smith Jr. is actually really coming and played nicely in that role.
Like I said, it was just rust.
Yeah.
He hadn't played in a year in actual NBA action. So
yeah. Just give him a couple of weeks under Casey.
And I mean, not even that. Just looking at how the Pistons played early in the season. Dennis Smith Jr. looked like the rest of the team kind of looked the first week or so.
Yeah.
Just kind of lost, not
slow.
Really there, slow, sluggish.
I mean, he looks...
But you get that time and you good.
He's out there flying with the young guys.
Yeah.
Like, you know how the Pistons play. They don't play. They don't set up the offense. These guys are pushing the pace.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, they're the best scoring bench in the league
right
now. There's nobody better. And it's because you got Josh Jackson, Dennis Smith, all these guys flying off the bench.
Like, you got any guy on your bench can go off for 20 points a night.
Yeah, Isaiah Stewart. You know, they're all coming in. They're all putting in good minutes. They're all, like, honestly, the second unit might be better than the first.
Yeah.
And, I mean, Jeremy Grant, elite scorer. Mm-hmm. I don't care which way you put it. Yeah. He is. Scores at will. Mason Plumlee, we're talking about one of the best centers in basketball right now.
He's playing damn good.
Yeah. I mean, the center position's hard, you know. Yeah, because like, there's some guys who stretch.
It's so transitional, you know. Like, you had P.J. Tucker playing center for the longest, you know, so.
I didn't even know he got moved the other day.
Yeah, he got moved to Milwaukee.
That dude's like 80. He's been playing in the leagues for long, bro.
I know.
I mean, Miami, if he's going to go anywhere, I mean, that seems like an actually decent fit for him.
Yeah.
I fucking hate. Oh, wait, did you say Miami?
Milwaukee.
Oh, okay, yeah, I was going
to
say.
Miami was trying to get him, I think, but it didn't work out, so Milwaukee pulled the trigger.
I hate Milwaukee. I think they might be my least favorite team.
Well, they're in division for one, and then they're just incompetent. Like, you've seen the Pacers make moves to actually build a solid team with competence, and, you know, you can kind of respect the Pacers even though we fucking hate the Pacers.
Yeah.
Like, the same with the Bulls. You can respect them even though we hate them. Cleveland, we know Dan Gilbert's an idiot, but you still respect the time that LeBron was there. Milwaukee is just, like,
Giannis wins MVP 2 years in a row. They sweep the Pistons 1 year, but then, like, they just look like they can't finish
it.
Dude,
they have Ray Allen and Michael Redd. Couldn't do anything with that.
Right.
Like, let's be realistic.
Those teams really didn't have, like, anything
else. Anything behind them, though, yeah. Which shows how incompetent they were.
Wasn't, like, Sean Kemp on that team? Or am I thinking of the Supersonics?
If so, that's, like, late Sean Kemp. Yeah. Like, just done for Sean Kemp.
And, I mean, those were early Ray Allen where, like, the three ball wasn't as prevalent as it is now.
He was shitting on people.
And that dude was just lighting them up. Like, Reggie Miller was really the only other guy in the league shooting like Ray Allen was.
Yeah. Those were only two. Well, and Stojakovic, too, at that time.
Well, that even early Ray Allen was pre-Stojakovic.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
You know what's crazy, man? What? Because Peja's one of, like, when you think about Peja in his heyday, like, I can't think of a better three-point shooter outside of Steph Curry.
Like, Peja was just a beast.
But that was so short-lived now that I think about it.
It was.
And this, I mean, it was probably, what, like 2 years maybe?
Yep.
Where he was just, like, at a level automatic. Where, yeah. Like, he could literally drop 30 points in a game, take it over, and it was like, dude had 16 points at the half.
Right. It's crazy.
Let me go grab the dog real quick.
Okay. That's cool.
All right, my bad. We, Chris don't even have his headset on.
It's cool.
What the fuck?
I was petting a dog. Leave me alone.
He's got a mouthful of donuts, got a dog in his lap.
Man, I'm just living good right now.
Yeah. All right, so in an attempt to bring on FanDuel. Oh, shit, the Pistons game started.
Hey, let's go.
And FanDuel doesn't know about this yet. We're going to lay out some of our favorite bets for the weekend.
Yep.
I think we should do that.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, I mean, we waste enough money every week.
You know? Dude, but we got it made, though. Because we two fools who will sit up and make $30 stretch a whole month on FanDuel.
Yeah, and I mean, one of my parlays are bound to hit.
Yeah.
Like last week, I cashed out $600 on between FanDuel and DraftKings. So we do have some winners.
Yeah, we have some.
But there's a lot of losers that go into making those winners.
Yep, it is.
And like a lot of, like, we always parlay it for the most part. I mean, I was doing like the singles.
But the singles are so hard to really come up off of unless it's like impossible stuff.
I mean, it's just nice to get your money back and then win a few dollars.
Yep.
You know, because like I'm good at picking like, you know, single games. Mm-hmm. Like, if I just did single games, I'd be up a lot right now.
Yeah.
And it would just be like, you know, one game at a time.
Yeah.
But that's not what we're trying to do here. We're trying to smack out five in a row with an upset that's going to just, you know, turn like, you know.
I envy the guys last
plus 2,000 odds.
Harden is playing. Yep.
Damn it. Well, I took the Pistons money line.
Shit, I did too.
So I did take Pistons 5.5, but it's a little too late. I mean, the game already started. Yeah. You guys can't get in on this bet, so
it's cool.
Probably won't have the episode uploaded by the time the game starts tonight. So tomorrow, Washington and Detroit.
I gotta take Washington.
Yeah, man, Washington's playing way too hot right now. They're red hot right now.
Yeah, Russ and Beal are just on one.
And that's the thing; it's like pretty much just those guys.
Yeah,
like Rui has a game every like six games.
Yep.
But outside of that, it's literally just Russ.
Ooh, that was a hell of a pass.
It's just Russ and Beal, you know, getting back to it. And the thing is, it's because Russell Westbrook is finally healthy.
Yep. Because, I mean, the first month or so that he played, he was dealing with the quad, you know?
Dude, he hasn't been healthy in 2 years.
Yeah.
Everyone tries to put it on him like he was the problem in Houston. He wasn't. Like, he's just been hurt. He's finally getting it together. He's finally not hurt. Who's that, Plumlee?
That was a block. They got a block and foul on Plumlee off of that?
I don't know.
I mean, granted, Jeff Green was about to put him on a poster.
Yeah.
But, man.
But anyways, yeah, man, it's like,
okay,
Russell Westbrook, but Russell Westbrook is not he wasn't the issue in Houston. It's just the fact that he wasn't playing at the same level he was.
Yep.
And
then too, Houston was too incompetent. They didn't have the right staff in place to know how to capitalize off of their guys
or handle, you know, somebody two egos like Westbrook and Harden.
Like, that's really what it comes down to. If you had the right coach, you could have led those two to a pretty good playoff run. But you don't have
absolutely
the right coach. Yeah.
I don't even know who the coach was.
I think it was D'Antoni. Yeah,
oh, it was D'Antoni. It totally was, yeah.
Yep, because they fired him on the plane ride back.
Yep.
They were on the way back from the bubble like, yeah, you fired. I resigned. What?
Yeah. And, I mean, the thing is, like he's not the coach, you know, for Westbrook. Like, his schematically,
Westbrook is an all-around player.
Well, he's also like like a driving point guard, like just an overly athletic point guard, you know, who, and a lot of owners and everybody's knocked him because he couldn't hit the jump shot.
Yeah.
It's like he can. He's just not a jump, you know, a jump shot first guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he'll take anybody to the hole. But yeah, I mean, Washington, they started off, they're one of the worst teams in basketball. I think they're right back on track to be.
They'll make the playoffs probably.
Because
Orlando is in position, they're dropping off. Like, yeah, actually, what's the standings right now?
Let's take a look. I mean, I don't know if Washington, I mean, they could get real hot, though. I feel like
Orlando,
they're way out of it,
in
though.
The mix. Washington could potentially, but who drops off here? What, does Charlotte drop off without Melo? That could.
How many games up are they on, like, 9 and 10?
They're currently actually between, so 4 through 8 is all separated by like 1 or 2 games.
So let's go through it. I mean, Philly's obviously staying.
Yeah. I think New York's staying. Well, the top three right now are locked. Philly, Milwaukee, Brooklyn.
Yeah.
They're locked.
Philly's playing lights out without Embiid.
Yeah.
Which that's the reason why I don't write him off as my MVP.
Yeah.
Milwaukee.
They're a lot.
They
play stupid, but they're not playing stupid enough to where they're jeopardizing missing the playoffs.
And
right
they're
now.
Also like one of the most like spurtsy teams I've ever seen.
Exactly.
Like they go off on these droughts to where they can't score, and then they drop like 40 unanswered. It's like, wait, how is Milwaukee even back in this game?
Yep. Brooklyn, we know why they're a lock. Charlotte, I feel iffy on Charlotte now because with LaMelo missing the rest of the season. I think that's going to hinder them a bit because they really hit a stride when he got into that starting role.
Yeah, they were scoring a lot. Like, and they're just an exciting team to watch. That kid is on the highlights like every night.
Yeah.
You know?
I think the Knicks are a lock. The Knicks are a lock to make the playoffs.
The Knicks are real good, man.
Yeah.
I mean, Julius Randle, RJ Barrett.
Yeah.
Who's the kid? Alec or Alex, whatever his name is.
Who,
the kid who's dropped like 30 points last like 3 games.
Quigley?
Quigley, no. Alec Quigley or whatever. Anyways, dude's a beast, man.
They got some good. And then I think Robinson's finally healthy again, too, which shores you up at the center position because Mitchell Robinson's damn good.
Oh, he's back?
Yeah, I think his wrist is fully healed now.
I mean, they needed that, dude. Nerlens Noel has been playing like 35 minutes a game.
Yeah, and that ain't Nerlens Noel anymore.
Right.
I think
he's held his own.
Yep.
But
I'm iffy on Atlanta.
Because they're a very streaky team as well, man.
Extremely.
Like they go out and blow out teams and then other games like
they just don't show up.
They just they're not even close to the, you know,
now,
playing at the same level.
Adding Lou Will may go a long way. It may help them a bit.
What'd you say?
They shipped Rondo for Lou Will.
Oh, that happened?
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, see, I didn't even know that.
Yep. So that could help them out, you know, keep the consistency of scoring. But I don't know.
Wait, so Rondo?
Yep, Rondo's on the Clippers.
Who do they have? They got Reggie Jackson?
Yeah.
Who else?
Who else do the Clippers?
Rondo?
Basically, I think so, yeah.
Because, I mean, like, Paul George and Kawhi are, you know, the kind of the guys that are pushing the ball up anyways.
Pretty much,
like, Reggie Jackson's essentially out there playing shooting guard.
Yep. And he can't even excel at that. Poor dummy.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I think Atlanta will stay, mm-hmm. but they're getting bopped first round.
And I mean, with it being two, it's like between them and even Washington. Washington's only seven games back, which seems like a lot, but it's not really too much if you start streaking.
Not when you're playing red hot. Yeah. You know?
And I mean, realistically, you got Indiana sitting on the outside, like two games back from them. So
Indiana's another team that could just shoot right up. They're like in the same position. Chicago,
the
too,
East
man.
This race is going to be very interesting down the stretch.
Yeah.
It'll be very, very interesting.
I love seeing the Pistons at the bottom, right?
Yep.
They're such a fun team to watch. I tune in every single time they play. I watch
them. They're very entertaining.
They're such a fun team to watch.
Yep.
But they're doing it right.
Yeah.
They're loaded with good, actually good young talent, and they're losing out, getting them lotteries, you know?
Yeah.
The only thing about tanking in the NBA is you're not guaranteed like a high lottery.
Yeah, because of the lottery status and everything.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate.
All right, let's take a look at the West. Yeah.
I mean, you got Utah at the top. Phoenix is at two. Wow. The Clippers, third. The Lakers are in some dangerous
waters. It shocks me that
right
the
Clippers.
Yeah.
They're because missing. So apparently, LeBron is out, I think, 3 to 5 weeks. And I think AD is out at least another three as well.
Well, they said he'll be back. What the hell did they say? Like 2 weeks, 2-3 weeks?
Something like about that? 2 to 3 weeks. Yeah. So still, that's a lot of basketball in 2 to 3 weeks, man.
And I mean, LeBron's got a high ankle sprain. Yeah. Those are not
easy
to come back from.
That's not easy to come back from, even if you are a superhuman as LeBron. That's why they said, I think that's why they said 3 to 5 weeks.
Expecting him to just blow out expectations?
Yeah.
And with LA, like, I mean, all these teams only have minimal fans anyways. Yeah. Like, being on the road isn't really that
and
big
that's
of a deal.
LeBron's even said, like, we don't care about the number one seed.
Right.
We care about making the playoffs so that we can make a run.
And I mean, like, the Lakers are playing bad right now, but they're not going to miss the playoffs.
I don't think they are. Like, it's not impossible if these next couple of weeks go completely wrong. But, you know, like, but this is where what I've said is the weak point of the Lakers gets tested. And to me, the weak point is the coach. I still feel like Vogel just isn't the coach that, you know, they need to really be the Lakers that they should be.
Well, let's be honest. LeBron's the fucking coach.
I mean, pretty much, pretty much.
You know? All these other guys, like, every coach he's ever had has never really been the coach. He's always been the coach.
Well, Spo was the coach, though.
Who?
Spoelstra from Miami. But that's because Spo had Pat Riley with his back, and so
Pat
Riley can't give a damn.
I mean, let's be fair. That was, you know, LeBron with D. Wade and Chris Bosh. There isn't really much coaching that needs to go on there.
Fair.
Denver, they're going to move up, obviously.
They're
probably going to, and I think they'll pass the Clippers.
I honestly feel like when we get to the end of the season, the top five in the West will be Utah, Phoenix, the Clippers, the Nuggets, and the Blazers.
Yeah.
And I think Dallas will be six.
I think
it'll be close though between that, you know, 5 and 6 spot.
What's the Clippers record?
30-16.
Damn, really?
Yeah.
What about Portland?
Portland is 26-18. There's only a couple games back.
I think Portland's gonna leapfrog the Clippers and Denver's gonna move in that third spot.
I can see that.
I think it'll be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 3 Nuggets, 2 Blazers, 5 Clippers.
I can see that. I don't think the Spurs are going to make it, though.
And if AD comes back soon enough, the Lakers will
be
right there.
The Lakers will be really good. Yeah, I think realistically, my question mark in the West is the AFC. I don't, like, you never want to bet against Pop, but I just don't see the Spurs being able to, you know, finish that out.
Spurs are a strong team, man.
They are.
They're actually a really good team. They're an even better second half
team. But, I mean, Steph comes back, Golden State gonna start rolling again when he gets back. Memphis, when they're good, they're good.
Yeah, they're real good when they're good.
You know, and then Sacramento, who you saw shut the lights out the other day.
Yeah, dude, last night, man, so, I couldn't believe it. They had they had 80 points.
I mean, even New Orleans and Oklahoma City are kind of still technically in the thick of it because they're three games out of the eight seed.
Okay, so like still in it? Okay.
The West is way tighter than the East is, right. I'm seeing. Yeah, because like you literally have a three-game difference between the eighth seed going all the way down to pretty much the last team that seems like they'll make the playoffs, which is Oklahoma.
Well, wait a second. Isn't Washington three back from last?
Washington is six back from last.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I meant like in the standings, like Detroit, Orlando, then Washington. But yeah, the games are a lot closer in the West.
Like it's a closer race in the, and then also remember, there's like that play-in thing as well. So I think technically eighth would have to play ninth or so, something like that.
Isn't that like a one game thing? Eighth.
Yeah.
Damn.
I don't know if it's the eighth or if it's the seventh and eighth both. Something like that, I think.
Well, that sounds like it's got Golden State going to the second round all over it.
Man. Steph Curry just got hot out of nowhere.
Clay's not coming back this year,
right?
No, he's
not going to come back this year. It's definitely going to be next year for Clay.
Okay.
Hey, Pistons up by two.
Yeah, man.
Let's get it.
I mean, these guys, they show up against good teams, too.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, if we would have shot the podcast yesterday, you guys would all have 50 on Detroit tonight.
Right.
At least, at the very least, them plus five. But Chris is crazy enough to just throw it on the money line.
Hey, man, look. I got faith, all right? I like this team. Plus, it's always the games they have no business winning that they win.
Mm-hmm. All right, so going back, we got Washington beating the Pistons tomorrow. Mm. It's back-to-back. They're going to show their ass against the Nets.
Yeah.
Washington's just playing. They're playing fast. It is. So you also have the Knicks at the Bucks.
Wait, they called a foul on that?
Chris, lock it in.
Bruh.
What the fuck? Yeah, what was that?
Like,
I don't know. It's a tech. Or did they give him a tech for how stupid the call was?
No, I feel okay. Wayne had to be arguing on it.
Yeah.
Or the coach had to argue, and that's where the tech came from.
Yeah.
But that wasn't a foul.
Wait, is he getting three shots? You're kidding me.
He gets a tech and three?
Yeah.
You're kidding me.
That's crazy.
Bruh.
So, dialing in a. Chris is so mad he can't even focus on the pod right now.
That was a bullshit call.
It was. It was bad. That one's gonna blow up on Twitter tonight. You know it is.
It is.
So tomorrow, again, we took Washington over Detroit. We got the Knicks at the Bucks. I'm thinking the Knicks actually take this game. They don't play today, right?
Do the Knicks play today? Let me see.
I don't think they do. They played yesterday.
Yeah, I don't think they play today because I would put something on them.
And
yeah.
Milwaukee plays Boston tonight.
Oh yeah.
I'm taking the Knicks tomorrow.
That's a good call.
So, two for two.
Hey, look at Balake back in the city.
There he is. Looks like he got a perm.
Right.
Right? Because his hair was a lot taller and messier, right? That looked like it was literally, like, gelled back.
So, some guy put $50,000 on the Clippers to win the championship. That guy's on hard drugs, I feel like.
Yeah, that's stupid. There's no way.
That's why I love following like the sports books pages on social media.
Yeah.
Because it just shows you some of the outlandish stuff that people put money on. And it's like the guy that put like, what was it, like $20,000 or so on Ohio State to win last week. And then they got Jesus popped Christ. And it was like, so what did we learn today, bucko?
Yeah. I mean, anybody who puts money on March Madness like that much in the first round,
like you gotta
for
be.
Locks. Because Ohio State had to be, like, heavily favorited.
Yeah.
Like, heavily.
Well, I mean, they were highly favored, but I didn't think they honestly had a shot to win the championship.
Wait, he put it on them to win it all, not just that game?
Yep. It was to win it all.
Oh. Yeah, that's stupid.
Yep.
Minnesota-Houston tomorrow.
So they're playing a back-to-back. Because they're playing tonight.
That's playing tonight, too?
Yeah. So they're doing a back-to-back with them. Damn. You know, at first I hated those back-to-backs, but they grew on me a little bit.
Yeah, because, I mean, Milwaukee's playing Boston. They just played them. It's not necessarily a back-to-back.
Right.
Like, they're pretty close.
Yeah. I just hate it when they do it stupidly. Like, oh, hey, you're going to play this team two games in a row, but we're going to space it out like 4 days where you got to be in that city basically for 4 days. And then you got a back-to-back right after. Like, what was the point of scheduling that?
Yeah, I remember you were telling me about that. It's like, oh, okay, so just give them enough time to catch COVID
right,
while they're
like,
there.
You know, just, yeah, let's totally make this so we can fuck up as much as we can.
Yeah, dude, just do it two nights, give them a couple nights rest, and let them go play two more.
Yep. Oh, yeah, they do got fans in Detroit, too.
Yeah. Not a lot. Dude, not a lot. Did you see how much the tickets were for this game?
How much?
Like $150 for a shitty seat.
Nope.
Mm-mm. For like a really shitty seat.
I'm good.
Well, they know people will play it thinking it's Brooklyn coming in, but you know, people who aren't watching don't know that, you know, Kyrie's
team's missing.
Kyrie's having babies and Durant's been out, you know?
Yep. But hey, there go Balake checking in.
Oh, he's coming in?
Yep. I swear to God, if he dunks on the Pistons.
He might.
I feel like it's gonna happen too, just to be spiteful. Like,
Wait, we're still winning after that 4-point play?
Yep.
Jesus. I'm taking Minnesota over Houston, by the way.
That's fair. I got Houston tonight, but I'll give Minnesota on the second night.
Chicago at San Antonio Spurs.
I'm taking Chicago.
You remember what happened last time? Chicago had like a 17-point lead. This was just a few weeks ago. This was like maybe like 3-4 weeks ago. Chicago had like a 17-point lead going into the fourth quarter, and San Antonio closed it out and won by like 5.
Damn.
Give me San Antonio in this one. Actually, that's I don't know. Chicago might come back, because who did Chicago just bring in? Didn't they just bring somebody in?
Huh?
Didn't Chicago just bring somebody in?
Yeah, they brought in Vucevic.
But there's no way he's playing tomorrow.
I don't think so.
Okay, so yeah, give me San Antonio, actually. Are we putting in here? Actually, let me go ahead and put together a parlay. We're placing this bet. I'm putting money on this. We're going to talk this out.
Mm. All right.
And we are going to put money on this, on these bets. So, oh, wait, I can't even put money on the bets for tomorrow.
It won't let you?
No.
Yeah.
Maybe DraftKings will? I should be able to place to bet the games for tomorrow, right?
I think so.
Whatever, we've got a recording.
Right, like we've got it.
So wait, we took San Antonio, right? Are you with me on that?
Yeah, I'm.
Or you got Chicago?
I want to go Chicago, but I'll.
What'd they give up? I didn't even know about that trade.
They gave a Wendell Carter Jr. and it was somebody else. Because that was like the first domino of the Orlando, which, by the way, I've never seen a team blow it up as quickly as the Orlando
Magic
did. Yeah,
no shit.
They blew it all up within an hour.
Yeah, dude. Okay, let's see the details on this deal. 4-player deal, and they get 2 first-round picks. Yeah, Orlando just blew it all the way up. They traded Vucevic and Al-Farouq Aminu for Wendell Carter Jr., and Otto Porter Jr.
Yeah.
2 first-round picks.
So, you know, I think I'll roll with Senate, because I don't think Vucevic is going to play.
Yeah, there's no
he's
chance
not
he plays
yet.
Already.
Nah. So, yeah, I'll take San Antonio in that case.
Give me San Antonio. I can't believe Otto Porter Jr. finally got moved, though.
Yeah.
Like, he's been in Chicago for, what, 10 years now?
It seems like it. Well, it hasn't been that long.
Yeah, but it seems like it.
But it seems like he's been there forever.
Pelicans, Mavericks. Wait, that's tonight, right? Or is this another back-to-back?
Is it another back-to-back? Because I thought they were playing tonight.
Yeah, it totally is a back-to-back.
Damn, that's a lot of back-to-backs.
And it's in New Orleans, so they're playing in Dallas tonight, and then they're going to New Orleans tomorrow.
I guess
we'll see how it goes. I think whoever wins tonight, go the opposite for tomorrow.
Yeah, that's fair. That's what I'm thinking.
Right?
That's what I'm thinking. I don't know, though. Dallas has been looking so good. And I don't think they gave up too much when they got J.J. Redick.
Yeah.
So I think they'll be straight. Because the thing with New Orleans just for whatever reason collapses on defense at some point in the game, and that's what kills them.
True. And, I mean, you let Luka do that, and he's going to eat you up for 45.
Exactly. Yep. And more Porzingis. They've looked so good when they play together.
Yeah, see, I Porzingis, he's put up some points, but he just looks soft out there, man.
He's getting there. He's kind of getting back in the groove of things.
I hope so. I like watching the Mavericks when they're on, man. Yeah. That's a fun team to watch.
Oh, yeah. I love watching them. And then adding J.J. Redick to that equation.
Right.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh, I love that trade for them.
Yeah, they are a fun team to watch. Boston, OKC. I feel like Boston's going to be playing too many big ones in a row.
I'm going to take OKC because of the fact in this case, because Tice is not going to be there because he got traded in part in a trade.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they traded somebody else too.
Oh, wait, Tice isn't playing tonight, is he?
Yeah, he's not playing tonight either.
Fuck, yeah. I wish I wouldn't have taken Boston +5.5 tonight.
Yeah, because he's going to Chicago. That's another move that Chicago picked up.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Oh, Chicago's for sure losing tomorrow then. Give me OKC. They're going to play their hearts out tonight against Milwaukee and then get thrashed tomorrow. Or it might be the exact opposite. They might take tonight off, let Milwaukee beat them by 40.
Like, I really think OKC is going to give it to... you know, to them tomorrow.
Boston?
Yeah.
Boston has to do something, man. They got to sign. Oh, yeah,
Boston's getting Evan Fournier. That's it.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Who is it that they gave up?
Marcus Smart. And who else? Did they give up some picks, like a second rounder or something?
I think so. Wait. No, yeah, it wasn't even for Smart. It was literally just two picks. So, I mean, really, they're missing Tice. Boston could do it, but Boston is just so iffy. You don't know which Boston you're getting night in and night out.
Yeah.
Oh, they also added Mo Wagner, too.
Right, and they traded away Jeff Teague, Javonte Green.
Okay. But Teague ain't really been doing nothing there, so...
No, not at all.
Not missing much.
Yeah. Plus, I mean, you already got Walker, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, give me OKC tomorrow. Fuck it.
I'll take OKC there.
This Memphis Utah game seems like a trap game for Utah. Because don't they play? Is this another back to back tomorrow?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because they play tonight, right?
They play tonight because I got them tonight.
Yeah.
That sounds like a trap.
Yeah. But I think Utah wins tonight.
I think Utah wins both.
Probably.
Like, unless an injury happens, Utah's winning both, I feel like.
All right, chalk it up.
Yeah.
I'm with you on that.
Because it's really hard to bet against Utah this year.
Yeah. I mean, if you bet against Utah every game, you're down.
Oh, you're down bad.
A lot of money.
You're down bad.
And then to end the night, we've got two games. Philly at Clippers, which with a night's rest. Do the Clippers play tonight, right?
I think so. Yeah, they do. I believe they do.
I think Philly could take that game. And what's going on with Kawhi? Why isn't he playing?
The world never knows why Kawhi doesn't play. You know, it's just Kawhi is Kawhi. I don't even ask questions anymore.
Like, I very rarely see him play.
I got nothing there. Mr. Lowe.
They said he's got a sore foot. He's sitting. Is he playing tonight? Or I guess I keep asking that question. I should probably just look. Do they play San Antonio tonight or something? Or was that yesterday?
Was it? The name change is coming up. Fox Sports turning to Bally Sports.
That's so gross, dude. Like, who the hell approved that?
I don't like it. Because you know what I think of? Fucking Bally Total Fitness.
Yeah. Or, like, Bally's, the cheap hotel in Vegas.
Yeah.
Like, it just seems so off-brand. Why would you pick Bally's as your name?
It's like when the Broncos, you know, changed it from like Invesco Field to Sports Authority at Mile High. I was like, I don't like it. It don't roll off the tongue as well.
No. I always just thought it was Mile High Stadium.
It was, but they give a sponsorship as well.
Oh, okay.
Currently it is under the name of Empower Field at Mile High, is it now?
Really?
Yeah.
That's weird.
See, like it doesn't roll off the tongue as well. I was like, wait, what the hell? But yeah, it just doesn't roll off the tongue compared to, you know, all the other names. Still not my worst name in sports, though, for an arena. That still goes to the KFC Yum Arena.
Which one?
It's in, that's where I think Louisville plays, the KFC Yum Center.
KFC arena. Yum?
Yep.
Oh my God!
I still don't like New Orleans, the Smoothie King Center, and I love Smoothie King, but it's just a stupid name for an arena.
Smoothie King Center.
Yep, that's where the New Pelicans Orleans plays. Yep. Yeah, next time you watch a Pelicans game, look at the court. Mm-hmm. Smoothie King Center.
All right. I didn't know that. Is that Blake out there hitting threes now?
Yeah, he is.
Jesus Christ. Last game tomorrow. Cleveland, Sacramento. We're going Sacramento. Sacramento easy, yeah, right?
Easily Sacramento.
All right. All right. There's your
parlay.
Plus, what would that be? Probably plus 20,000 parlay right there.
Possibly.
You're winning.
You making it big.
Throw $10 on it. What the hell? Why not? It's not gonna break you. All right, what else are we looking at? What else is happening? UFC card got announced.
Yeah.
Let's go over that a little bit.
That's going to be nice.
What was it, 261?
Yep, 261 got announced because 260 is tomorrow.
Wait, no.
Yeah, 260 is tomorrow, dude.
What? That's Stipe, right?
Yep, Stipe is tomorrow.
Oh, shit.
They
okay.
Wait. They both may wait.
There you go. We got a championship fight tomorrow.
Yep. Not okay. Just a championship fight. Is it two tomorrow? I thought it was two.
What? Yeah, okay, yeah. No. Freaking Stipe.
No, it's just not two championship fights.
Oh, tomorrow. I thought you I meant, thought it, is it their it second fight? I was going to say, wait, oh, no, you don't remember no, the first
yeah,
one?
Yeah, this is their second. But, oh, okay, so it's a stack pretty decent card.
Yeah,
though.
Man. Sugar Sean Willie. O'Malley.
Yep.
Vincent Lecque is about to just beat the shit out of Tyron Woodley.
Dude, like, the last few Woodley fights, I'm like, he going to win. He got this. He don't got it.
Yeah.
At all. Like, he just be looking bad, man.
Right.
I'm shocked he's on the main card at this point.
Mm-hmm.
O'Malley, it makes sense why he's on the main card.
I mean, not even the main card. He's the co-main event.
Yeah.
Like, yep. That doesn't make sense.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Khabib's brother.
Oh, that's tomorrow?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. He's, what, a 250 favorite? Yeah. They've actually, I will give this to the UFC.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of just filling the card, the prelims with like
bullshit fights,
a bunch of just old guys who are just boring to watch mm-hmm. now, like they're actually putting good up and coming fighters, you know, and guys that are interesting to watch that give you good fights that really make cards like, you know, worth actually paying for or something. You know? Like that's something that I've noticed like in the last like few big cards at least.
Yeah.
You know, it's just fun to watch throughout. Who you got, Stipe or Ngannou?
I mean, so...
I think I've asked you this question,
yeah,
right?
Like, I want to pick Ngannou, but smart money says Stipe.
Tomorrow might be the day, though, man, that Ngannou just fucking
exactly.
Catches him. Let's see. Because Ngannou's gas tank has gotten a lot better. And, yeah. I mean, if you've seen him, like, the way that he's just caught people... Lately,
yeah,
like he didn't. I feel like he didn't. Like he's always had the power, but he hasn't had the accuracy that he's had in his last few fights. Like who was it, man? It looked like he was gonna. I thought the dude died.
Damn.
What?
Nah, she was like, you thought he died. Oh. Like shit. Like that's how you know it's.
Yeah, no, I thought you were looking at something. Rosenstruck, remember that fight?
Oh yeah.
I thought he killed him.
Yeah. Rosenstruck was down bad.
Yeah.
Wasn't even bad. Down horrible.
I mean, it's a 5-round fight. If it goes past the second or third, like, Stipe's going to easily just hold this thing out. Pretty much like what happened the other night with What's-His-Face.
Yep.
Who was the fight? Who was the fight that just happened, like, not too long? Like,
I can't remember.
It was the main card.
Slipping my mind right
Brunson
now.
And Holland.
Okay.
Derek Brunson, Kevin Holland. Mm-hmm. Like you saw, Brunson was just on him for the last like two rounds.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, pretty much like the whole fight because he couldn't do anything.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's, you know, where Stipe is going to outshine Ngannou every time. But Ngannou, dude, he throws heavy hands, dude. If he catches him, there's no way to.
Like, it's always
it.
That puncher's chance when you have hands that are that strong.
Right.
But Stipe also has that power too. So it's like, man.
Yeah, he doesn't have that kind of power, dude. Ngannou's got power Ngannou's like we've never seen before.
Yeah.
Like I legitimately thought he killed Rosenstruck.
Mm-hmm. I love for Ngannou to win though.
I don't know, man. Now that I think about it, like Stipe is the best heavyweight champ we've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Ngannou. I think it's his time. I think Stipe might just be a little bit past his time right now.
Mm-hmm. That's fair. That's fair.
Like, he looked good against Cormier, but Cormier, I think, was past retirement time as well.
Yeah. Yeah, Cormier definitely, like, that wasn't the last fight that should have been for Cormier at all.
Oh, yeah.
But I see why Cormier did it. I mean, hey.
Well, you got to do the trilogy if you catch him once.
And not to mention, you know, the fact of, well, if it is my last fight, I may as well make it so that the belt ain't going to be in that vacant status, too.
Right.
Especially as much as Cormier loves the sport.
Right. All right, we are over an hour already.
Yep.
How?
We just start going in this, you know.
At least it didn't happen what happened last week. Remember, we've recorded a full hour. Maybe that's why we're just used to recording 2 full hours now. Remember we just the tape fucked up or whatever happened, the VCR.
Don't remind me. Terrible.
All right, well, that's pretty much the show.
That is.
Yeah, we gave you guys a big money maker for tomorrow. Be sure to put money on that and follow us on TikTok. And Chris on Twitter.
Twitter, Instagrams.
And Instagram.
All of the socials.
Yeah, follow his TikTok too.
Yeah.
All right, well, that's our show. All Chris, right. It was fun, buddy.
Peace.
Peace.